Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We have better known as the Vibe of Thrive. And who decided to name us that? You all did. Just like you named the Dr. Pat Show, the Dr. Pat Show, formerly known as Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. I was saying to my guest that today is probably one of the most exquisite radio days I have had on air to date. Having done this show now for close to 6 years and, you know, being so in the flow of the moment because of all of the awesome people that I get to meet, what I get to learn, and then what I get to apply, today's show is going to blow the doors off of traditional talk radio. Joining me today, fabulous book that I am so thrilled to going to share with you, we're actually going to give some copies away, is best-selling author, amazing public speaker, just absolutely powerhouse coach, charismatic teacher, thousands, millions of people she is reaching. She has been featured in the movie The Secret. You name it, she's been on it. Oprah, Larry King, and many, many, many other radio and television shows. I'm talking about Lisa Nichols. Joining us here tonight. Tonight we're going to get to explore with her what it means to truly step in to greatness. The book that she has been so wonderfully and graciously been able to send us is her latest book, No Matter What. You can overcome every obstacle no matter what. And so we're going to be talking about the 9 steps to living the life you love, not the life that, you know, you maybe think you're going to settle for. This is not about, you know, playing not to lose. This is about what Lisa does so amazingly well and how she is helping countless people step into their true greatness. Lisa, I am so jazzed. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat. I am so excited to be with you. I mean, your enthusiasm is so contagious. I'm sitting there going, yay, yay, I'm excited with her. So thank you for having me. Thank you for that warm, warm welcome. And I'm looking forward to a sizzling great time.
Well, let's start out right out of the gate with a little sizzle steak, if you don't mind. You know,
absolutely.
I have been known to talk about obstacles as well. And so I want to start out with a conversation about some of the obstacles that you've had to overcome to bring you to this very moment, because we all start with this conversation and introduction, the best-selling author, you
right.
know, powerful public speaker, and as if you just popped out, Lisa, and there you are in your claim to fame. Let's set the record straight. What has this journey been like for you?
Right. You know, well, I've had a few people tell me that, oh, my God, what does it feel to be an overnight success? I said, well, that was the longest night of my life if I was an overnight success, because long before I sat across from Larry King and beside Oprah and had the pleasures of gracing so many national television shows and radio shows, you know, I struggled with my self-esteem. I was at 19 at such a low point that I stood in my bathroom with a handful of pills contemplating suicide, not because I wanted to die, Dr. Pat, but because I wanted the pain to stop. So I understand what a visceral pain feels like, so much so that you don't know where to go for relief. I'm that same young woman that, you know, all through school, I literally was the bottom half of the class that made the top half look good. I mean, mm-hmm. I was the girl who got the D's and the C's. I wasn't a thriving student. I wasn't an academically achieving student. I was a C student on an average. I didn't show up on anybody's, you know, monitor as exceptional in any area. You know, and I found that I didn't love myself enough. I didn't find myself beautiful. I didn't find myself attractive on any level. And I found myself at 25, I was in a series of relationships where I realized I was looking for a man to validate my existence and to validate my beauty. And I was looking for a man to show me my worth and show me my value. And as a result, I had a lot of really empty mornings after, you know, where I felt like I gave of myself and yet I had lost a little bit of me. I didn't gain anything. I'm that same woman that, you know, at 28 and 29, I found myself so lonely that I had reached out for a relationship that was not the relationship I should have been in. And 5 months from my wedding date, I was choked until I passed out. I found myself being emotionally and physically abused. And after that relationship, after I got out of that relationship alive by the grace of God, I suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder for quite a long time until I can find my way back to me. And then I put on a jacket called 80 pounds of weight out of my fear of ever getting hurt again. And it was my solution that wasn't a solution. I traded one problem for another in a way to protect my heart. And so I walked through this journey, and I walked through this journey real time. And when I wrote a book called Self-Help that was designed to be self-help, it really was, for one of the few times I've ever seen, a book where I really had to help myself first. and it really redefines and brings the truth forward toward self-help, that this is a book of how I got myself in so many ugly, dark, messy situations because my bounce back muscles weren't strong. And then I simply wrote about what the situation was that I got myself into and then how I helped myself to get out of it, and then sharing that information with others who I think might have some similar challenges, like, oh, negative self-talk, and how do I manage my negative self-talk, you know?
And exactly. And then how do you get up every day and remember your greatness? Because you remind us throughout this book, and for those of you just tuning into the Dr. Pat Show, I want to tell you, boy, I hope you have your speakers up, because we're getting ready to bring you a whole lot of Lisa Nichols tonight. And one of the things I love is, and I read the books that people send me, so I just want you to know that I read your book.
I appreciate that.
Boy, I'll tell you, I would love to hear about your grandmother, Bernice, if you don't mind, because I read your dedication and I got chills.
Oh, you want to get me all emotional. My grandmother, Bernice, was, she weighed 97 pounds soaking wet with rocks in her pocket. She's very light, very, very petite woman, and yet she had the presence of a giant. And my grandmother taught me that your essence can scream so loudly that you don't ever have to open your mouth and say a word without, and you can still make a bold statement. My grandmother taught me that unconditional love is loving people through their ugly. It's loving the unlovable in that moment. My grandmother taught me that, you know, I had the opportunity to design my legacy, and that my future, absolutely in no form or fashion, is determined by my past. And she would remind me, Lisa, it's not what you do while you're alive, but it's what you do while you're alive that leaves a legacy. That's when your name lives on. I'm so honored, Dr. Pat, because you helped my grandmother to live on, because her lessons, and she said, when you have planted something in the world greater than you, then your lifespan is the lifespan of your lessons, the lifespan of your imprint on the lives of others. So you don't live for 70 years. You don't live for 80 years. You can live for 200 years. Not physically, but your lessons can go on. And I look at Mahatma Gandhi, I look at Dr. Martin Luther King, I look at Nelson Mandela's legacy while he's still alive and how long that would live. And my grandmother really taught me that my character is what defines my existence. Not my business card, not my accolades, and not my bank account, but my character and the way that I make people feel when they're in my presence.
Well, I have to tell you that I could sit here and listen to you all night, and I could see why, Lisa, the work you're doing, the people that you touch change their lives right in front of you. I was sharing with my best friend that you were going to be on the show, and we were talking about it, and I said I had read the book, and I said, you know, I opened the book, and one of the first questions, I said, you know, it took me 3 days to get past page 5, and she said, well, I know you're a slow reader, Pat. She said, I know you're slow. I know that you've had your schooling troubles. But she said, you got to be kidding. Past 5. I said, yeah. I said, because the question that Lisa asks is a question we must ask ourselves. and be able to ask it without judgment. And the question that caught me off guard was, are you ready to just be you? Just be you. You mean, Lisa, I'm not supposed to be you?
Right, right, right. And I so appreciate that, Pat. You make me get goosebumps because when I wrote this book, I wrote this book and I said, this book is not done when I finish writing it, nor is it done when it's published, nor is it done when you buy it or you're given it or you're blessed with it. The book isn't done until I finish it, it gets published, you get it, you read it, and you apply it. That's when it's done. And so when you tell me, it steals you. I created this book as a working, breathing piece of work to walk with you. It's a book that will grow with you, that will expand with you, that will cause you to expand. And so I'm so grateful because when I learned how to do me, and that took a while. Now, I'm not just going to let that go by fast as if it were easy. Because I stand on the platform with my friend Jack Canfield, who you just interviewed. I stand on the platform with Mark Victor Hansen, with T. Harv Eker, with Bob Proctor, with John Ashcroft. I stand on the platform with some of the most phenomenal speakers on the planet. And so when I first started speaking, I was trying to blend in. I wore my navy blue suit. I wore my navy blue suit, my black suit, or my gray suit. I pulled my hair back into a tight ponytail. I stood between Jack and Mark, hoping you wouldn't be able to tell us apart. Now, you got to know, if you're listening to this interview and you haven't seen me, I am chocolate with an auburn afro. You know, the last thing I should be trying to do is to do someone else. But I didn't know that because we want to emulate success so much that we take out the winning ingredient called us. When I finally got it, Pat, when I finally got that you were ready to get me, as a matter of fact, I would be a breath of fresh air for you. And I don't say that in a braggadocious way. I say that in the most humble way possible, that with all of my wonderful lessons that I've learned from Mark and Jack and John Assaraf and T.R. Beckard, I bring all their lessons along. I must present to the world me. You must present to the world you. Because it's your unique fingerprint. It's the essence of how you do you. It's that unique blend of you, that attitude, that grace, that charm. It's that quirkiness. It's the way I kind of throw my hip out to the left whenever I want to really make a point. It's those small but huge individuality moments that makes us all so wonderfully, that each one of us a thread that weaves together and makes the tapestry called humanity. And when I can give you me, I can love me enough. And by the way, when you give someone you, that's a statement of loving you enough. And when you love yourself enough to truly give yourself to someone, that's when the gift begins. And I got that. I got for years I was robbing people of the gift of me.
I was just going to say that. I want to make sure everybody listening to this show, if you have any question at all about who Lisa Nichols is and how she just described herself, go to the website, www.lisa-nichols.com. Lisa-nichols.com. When you go to that website, get ready. Bold, vibrant, provocative, and she is walking
edgy.
The talk.
Edgy. You know what? And I finally got to a place where I stopped apologizing for who I am. And I stopped shrinking who I am so that others around me wouldn't feel a little uncomfortable when I walked in the room. And I stopped minimizing my greatness when someone recognized it. All of those things. Someone would pour into me and acknowledge me and I'd say, oh, no, not me. Now I don't walk around and say, yes, me. Now I don't do that at all. But I receive it. I receive that thank you. When someone says, your book was a blessing to me, I don't minimize that anymore. I used to shrink and go, oh, no, because I didn't feel worthy. Or I used to, when I walked in the room and I see that my presence, because I'm very outgoing, and I laugh and talk, how it would make other people feel a little uncomfortable. And I wasn't spewing on anyone, but I would kind of shrink because I want everyone to feel comfortable in my presence. I realized that all I'm supposed to do is me. I'm supposed to do me with grace and ease, with humility and gratitude. And when I do me, the world will fold and expand and contract with me. The river will flow with me. And when I celebrate you, in the space of me, when we can be each other together, and I let the spirit in me touch the spirit in you, and we can celebrate it together in a way that you get to expand greater than you were the moment before I was with you, and I get to expand, and our mere connection celebrates an expansion of both of us. That's juicy. Isn't that juicy?
It is so juicy. It is juicy beyond belief. And, you know, there's a part of this, Lisa, that, you know, kept me on that page five. And the part of it had to do with obligation. And let me just say a little bit about this, and we'll talk about this when we come back from break, is, you know, recently I had a sense of how popular the Dr. Pat Show had gotten. Really not my intention. Our vision or mission was the same from day one, to reach millions of people to help them live life full out. You know, starting positive talk on the internet in cities, you know, across the country where most of the time you can't get positive talk. But we have to be true. So when I got to that sentence, it was really a reminder for me that no matter what I do or what we do with the show, we've got to be true to our mission. And one of the things I was struck by after talking with Jack today and now, knowing I was talking with you, as people that are out in the public and inspiring and touching the hearts of others, I believe we have an obligation, not just simply, oh, maybe I'll do what Lisa says, that, you know, for me, maybe I'll do that thing where, well, okay, I'll show up as me. I think we have that obligation because there are millions of people now that need to find their vibrational connection with their teacher. There'll be people that will resonate with you only because you are who you are and mostly because you want to help them. And I'm not sure how you feel about that.
You. Oh, I get it. Yeah. I get it. I get that you're gonna touch people that I'll never even have the honor and pleasure of meeting. And so there's a responsibility. When we step into this world and we say we want to be an active player, then we have to be willing to play full out. And I said this just recently. I was at a conference called CEO Space with about 1,000 people learning how to be CEOs of new business. And I said, until you're ready to be willing to know nothing, so that you can be available to learn everything, until the teacher is willing to become the student, true transformation won't occur. And I think, I tell people, if I am at all a great teacher, it's because I am an exemplary student. I can turn on student in a moment. I can turn on student through a four-year-old. If a four-year-old is my teacher that day, guess what? I am student. I will become student because I am willing. We must be willing in the moment to say, today is my day to learn everything about something. And in order to learn everything, I have to say I'm willing to know nothing. I'm willing to take all my education, and I'm willing to say all of that for who I am to be in this moment. My education got me to this moment. But for what's next in my life, I may know nothing. Ooh, see, you have to really swallow a lot of ego, and you have to swallow a lot of shego, ladies, in order to be willing to say, I teach me with all of my accolades, with my MA, with my BA, with my PhD, with my MD. I have so much more to learn. Because when you can become an everlasting student, all of a sudden, you can then become a teacher, one of the best teachers on the planet. So I say, you're so right. It's not only an added value to take on the conversation and incorporate it, it's a responsibility to take on the conversation, become a student, and incorporate it, because now you're going to teach generations.
Wow, sign me up. I tell you, I'm ready for juicy. I'm going to tell everybody, Lisa Nichols in the house, the book that I have in front of me, which we're going to talk about when we come back, and we're going to actually create a call to action around this. Because why? Because you all said you want to change your life. That's why you listen to this show. When we come back, we'll be talking with Lisa about how she created this book and what these muscles are that we've got to pump up. Muscles perhaps that we've not used before, maybe not have heard about before, but by the time this show is done, you're going to be ready to get a copy of this book and say yes to the juiciness that my guest, Lisa Nichols, brings. Stay tuned. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, Call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight. And the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at InMyFuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max. Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, well, let me kind of give you that website, www.thedrpatshow.com or drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. As I said, this is a phenomenal show. Juicy is going to be the word for it, at least thus far. Very special guest, Lisa Nichols, joining me here today. The book that I refer to that you're going to hear quite a bit about here in the next few moments is You Can Overcome Every Obstacle No Matter What. We're going to talk about the 9 steps to living the life you love, not the life you settled for. I just need to say that again, living the life you love. And the website, if you want to find out and get a little sizzle, go to Lisa-Nichols.com. Check it out. Lisa, thank you so much for joining me here today. I love that you're talking about transformation by talking about steps. And I love that you're challenging us to pump ourselves up through the way you've talked about muscles. And we'll talk about those in a minute. Why was this approach for you so important in reaching out to people that need you more now than they ever have?
Well, because I appreciate the question, Dr. Pat, mainly because we have so many wonderful books out there and programs and workshops that talk about how do we get, how to get to bliss, how to get to joy, how to get to happiness, you know, how to get to the life you love. And yet I realize that on our way to joy, we often run into speed bumps called relationships that went left instead of going right. We run into roadblocks called our children become these aliens that we're in the house with. We're in the same house, but we're on two different planets. On our way to joy and bliss, we run into these stop signs called, oh, my God, I gained 30 pounds. Where did that come from, and who invited it to join me? And so on our way to joy and bliss and happiness, things happen, Dr. Pat. Things happen that we didn't expect. And what I realized and what I saw was kind of missing that I wanted to give value to was, how do I get back on track? I know the ABCs to get to my goal, but what happens if between C and D something occurs that I didn't plan? How do I even get back to C when I got derailed? And so I wanted to create a project that allowed you to really build your bounce back muscles. And I have to tell you that the book is just a part of a larger program. I just have the book to create a conversation so that I can get people talking like this, like we're doing tonight, so that we can get on the phone together. I do no matter what teleseminars. I do no matter what live workshops, not because I want to create another form of business, but because it's time for us to say no matter what. And until you say no matter what, you actually have left the option on the table not to actually achieve that goal. It's still optional. Earlier when we were talking, when you were talking, you actually said no matter what. I don't know whether it was on break or whether we were on air, but I giggled because you don't even know you said it, but you said, I have to make it happen no matter what, and you just kept going. And what I know about whatever that is that you said, I even forgot what the exact topic. But what you were saying, Dr. Pat, in that moment was, it became non-negotiable. And what I know about us right now is we need to make joy, peace, happiness, peace of mind, we need to make it non-negotiable. We need to make our family unit, staying together, non-negotiable. We need to make our financial stability and our financial peace of mind non-negotiable. We need to make our health, our well-being, allowing our bodies to live long enough so that we can complete our mission that we're put here to see. Our bodies are not keeping up with our missions. We need to make our health non-negotiable. And it's still negotiable until you say no matter what. There's a shift. There's a psychological shift in your body. There's an energetic shift in your body when you remove every option off the table. You then say, fear, you have no seat at my table. Worry, you have no seat at my table. Doubt, wonder, you have no place in my mind. I said no matter what.
And one of the things that I'm so glad that you said, and I want to share this with the listeners, is that many of us do pick up a lot of books and we read them and we go through them and we say, oh, gee, wow, wee, ooh, ah.
Yes.
Then we take the book and we don't even remember where we put it. I don't know about you, Lisa, but I've learned along the way that I need the help from others. Not that I'm dependent, but I want to be the student. And I can't be the student if I don't have a teacher. And I think the program you're referring to, you know, is about no matter what, how people can work with you, how they don't have to take this journey alone. We're spending a lot of time alone in our worries right now.
You know what, Dr. Pat, we got to play together. You got to come do something with me. We got to play together. I love your language. We are walking through this world around people, but not with anyone. And we spend so much time around one another, but not really with one another. That's why in the book you saw that I have all these places called I'm Not Alone boxes. So you can see that you're not alone, and you can measure how often, how frequent this has happened for you, and always know that there's someone else checking that box with you. As a matter of fact, in my live workshop at the end of September, I'm doing a no matter what, it's time to say no matter what live workshop. And people are bringing their books so we can sit around and say, how many of you checked two boxes on that one? How many of you checked three boxes? Three I'm Not Alone boxes on that one. So that we can get how much company we have in every portion of our life. The number one reason for depression is that people feel alone. And what I love about knowing that is that we get to fix that. We, the people, are the solution to all of our problems. We, the people, can be the healing balm to the things that we are hurting for the most. So, yes, you're right. I created this book as a platform for a bigger conversation and a community to merge together, where if you are listening to my voice and you're ready to say, no matter what, about your relationship or about your children or about your weight or about loving yourself or about giving yourself a second chance for the 1,000th time, don't care, whatever it is, then know that you have company and know that you can walk that journey beside someone and know that you can get guidance. And you're right. In this book, I give you clear action steps, because we can talk about it all day long. We can think about it all day long. We can strategize about it all day long. And that's when self-help becomes shelf-help. And it ain't helping nobody.
It's not. And one of the things you talk about in this book, and in what, in the work you do, Lisa, I mean, the book for me is a reflection of Lisa Nichols and what your gift is in bringing things out into the world. And when I got to this section, and I don't remember exactly where it is, but the section on borrowing faith, I remembered in the moment of what it was like to go through some of the things that I went through to get to this place where I can reach out to people. And borrowing faith is something we don't talk about enough. And the reason that I'm bringing it up is because it's one of those ways that we can break free of the shackles of loneliness, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. You just get me so excited every time you start talking. It's like, I want to interview you. number one, when we talk about borrowing faith, that's in chapter 4. And that's in when you recognize that you can lean on something greater than you, that you don't have to carry it alone. And we have invisible shackles keeping us attached to shame, blame, guilt, regret, and anger. And how do you let that go? We don't want to talk about that, but until we address it. See, one of the things my book does is my book says, listen, we want to live a life of bliss. We want to live a life of joy. But let's free up that space that's currently being occupied with unhealthy, negative self-talk or shame, blame, or guilt. Let's clear our debris out so that we really have space. Otherwise, we're just having a really sexy conversation and we're not really living the reality. So when you talk about reaching out and asking for help, I tell my workshop, I say, when you don't have the faith, borrow mine. And when I don't have the faith, I'll go and I'll borrow someone else's. When you don't believe in you, borrow my belief in you, because I believe in you enough for the both of us in those moments where your belief wavers. So what you're saying, Dr. Pat, is so crucial. It's creating a community, creating what I call an accountability buddy. So hold me accountable to the greatness I say I want. Hold me accountable to the joy I say. Not just hold me accountable to getting to work on time. Hold me accountable to the fact that I said I want to be available for love. I want to love like I've never been hurt before. I want to dance like my knees have never ached before. I want to laugh like I was when I was 9 years old. I want to trust like I was when I was 6 years old. I want to go back to some of those pure places, and I want to bring them forth with me and have the 43-year-old woman celebrate them as well. How can we do that together? We do that together by calling each other to a higher level of living. And we do that through not reading books like this, but doing and living books like this and emerging ourselves in communities that will elevate who we are.
Lisa Nichols is my very special guest, everyone. If you want to find out more about Lisa, go to the website, lisa-nichols.com. When we come back with the Dr. Pat Show, we're going to be talking about a muscle that I bet you didn't think was in this book. May scare you away, but I'm telling you, don't touch that dial, because this will free your soul. Developing your honesty muscle, keeping it real. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Lisa and I will be talking about what that means, how she talks about it in the book, and what happens if we choose not to pump that muscle up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear. Face everything and rejoice. Call 888-842-2008 or visit juliethong.com.
Introducing the featured re-release of Kat James Grassroots best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty, Transform Your Looks and Your Life from the Inside Out. The Truth About Beauty represents the most comprehensively researched and inspiring body and beauty guide to date. It's been called a masterpiece by New York Magazine's two-time Nutritionist of the Year, Oz Garcia, and A Path to Personal Triumph by former Glamour publisher Suzanne Grimes. The re-release edition of this modern health and beauty classic features 40% new material, including James' long-awaited recipes from her acclaimed Total Transformation programs, plus her living formula for freedom from food obsession, state-of-the-art natural skin, supplement, and anti-aging strategies, and a natural product resource guide called Worth Its Weight in Gold by Marie Claire Magazine. If you're ready to get serious, get the truth about beauty and transform yourself today, visit informedbeauty.com.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Have you signed up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter? Find out about upcoming guests, current promotions, events, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com and sign up now.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And you all have more recently said we are the vibe of Thrive, described as the new mainstream in talk radio. We like to keep it fresh. We like to spice it up a little bit. And we like to bring you conversations with people that are changing the landscape of new thoughts, self-help, and transformative energies. Lisa Nichols is one of those people. I'm honored to have her on the show. She is the breakthrough specialist. As I've been saying, you can find out more about her and sizzle a little bit by checking out the website, lisa-nichols.com. And the program that we mentioned is right there on her website if you want to find out how you can take your life to greatness and not have to do it alone. Check out No Matter What. It's a new personal coaching course. Everything is right there. And things I can't even think about are here. Lisa, thank you again for joining us today. You know, I said that we were going to talk about, that honesty muscle. And my own personal journey is, until I was truly able to be honest with myself all along the way, I never really felt free. I'm not saying I do it perfectly, but I know it's something that's on my plate to do each day. Let's talk about why that was important and what it is so that our listeners can get it and get why this is something that is so paramount to their transformation.
Well, you know, when I first started writing about developing your honesty muscle, I wanted people to make sure you understand it's not implying, don't lie. It's not that. It's it, we most of us walk through life, and we're basically telling the truth. It's not that. It's a whole another level of honesty. A strong honesty muscle really allows you to identify, and this is the key word, own the habitual patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving that actually aren't serving you. And then being willing to honor and celebrate yourself in preparation for shifting those patterns. Most people are afraid to be honest with themselves at a core because they think that it means beating up on themselves. It'll mean that they're weak or that they deserve to be shamed or blamed for something. No, a strong honesty muscle is saying, let me look at the parts of my behavior or my pattern that's currently not serving my higher vision. So when you look at what legacy do you want to leave? What imprint, what fingerprint, what story do you want to be told about you? If you haven't thought about that yet, you best start believing and thinking about that. What do you want to be said about you when you transition? You need to create that reality now. And so you look at the behaviors and the patterns that are not, and the feelings and the thinking and the thoughts that are not serving your legacy, and you get honest about those. And then you begin to do what's necessary. You take books like this and you just follow every single action step, or you get with a coach, whether it's me or someone else. You find a way to stay in action and begin to up-level those thoughts, those the feelings, the behaviors, and the patterns. But that honesty, it's really about finding the dot that says you are here. Dr. Pat, if we walked into a mall together and we wanted to go to Macy's because Macy's was having an 85% off sale, I mean everything, 85% off, we had to get there. Well, the first thing we would do if we walked into a mall that we hadn't been in before is we'd find the kiosk and we'd find Macy's, and the very first thing we do after we found Macy's is we find the dot that says what? You are here.
And yet, absolutely.
Most of us are trying to navigate to our goal without ever figuring out where our dot is. We don't know where we're starting from. We read someone's book, we look at go to someone's workshop, and we try to start from where they are. Well, you're not where I am. We're at a different place. What's your dot? What's your dot? You are here, dot. And so honesty, a strong honesty muscle, says you're willing to find the dot that says, here's where I'm starting from.
And don't we also, Lisa, and I want to ask you, because you share some stories that, you know, made me pull out the Kleenex in this section. We also hang, you know, we look at that. I love what you just said because, you know, I'm from New York, so I like go to Macy's all the time. So you go to that big diagram, right, and it says you are here. But even though you see the you are here, you don't really see it. You try to figure out, well, wait a minute, where did I come from? As if where I came from is going to help me. But, you know, you could sit there and you say, well, wait a minute, I walked down here and I did. So how important is it for us to get current, to kind of take the mold off of the stories that would have us believe we're little?
You know, I call it the sexy spin. We have we put a sexy spin on the story. And the more successful we are, the more of linguistic specialists we are, the more we're able to put that sugar coat on it, the more damage we actually do to our ability to grow past it. I gave myself every excuse in the world for all the things I did. In this particular chapter, you know, starting on page 116, you know, I talk about, you know, a time in my life where, and you know, I still have to get comfortable saying it, but a time in my life where I had a lot of sex looking for a little love because I thought that the room called love had to be entered through the door called sex. And I justified it every time when, in fact, it was empty. I actually started from an empty place. I was looking for someone to give to me what I wasn't giving to myself. I wanted someone to love me more than I was loving Lisa. I didn't realize that. It wasn't until I really realized, oh, you're not loving you as well as I've always dressed, as outgoing as I was. I wasn't loving and honoring me. And when I began to love and honor me, Dr. Pat, all of a sudden I watched the world around me transform. Now, here's the funny thing is that I would say no one treats me right. The relationships I get in, oh, my God, they're all no good men. They're all dogs. They're no good. Well, I didn't realize that if all the men I were dating were, quote, unquote, dogs, then it's because I was looking for a man in the dog pound. Mm-hmm. How was I going to ever find Prince Charming when my example of how to love and treat Lisa was a poor example? Now, flip side to that, when I got honest with myself, when I developed my honesty muscle, when I got like down nitty gritty with what I was creating in my own world, that I was the painter that was painting this picture that I didn't like. I was the conductor that was creating the symphony of chaos. When I really got honest to that, I mean, and I had to do that as a professional. I was in corporate America. I was making a six-figure income. I was pretty impressive on the outside, but I still had these toxic thoughts, this low belief system of myself. And as a result, I was creating these outcomes that didn't feel good. When I began to really, for the first time in my life, love Lisa, and I fell in love with me. I had to fall in love with all of my issues, fall in love with my idiosyncrasies, fall in love with my dreams, fall in love with my mocha skin, my full lips, my round hips, and my kinky hair. I had to fall in love with the things that I could formerly not embrace. I formerly didn't want to love. I formerly shunned and disregarded. And then I realized, once I fell in love with me, and I loved me from my inside out, that I was the example of how the rest of the world was supposed to love me, and that I am the first example to the world of how they get to treat me. See, your honesty muscle, your core honesty muscle, will begin to transform your life inside out, Dr. Pat. We think when that the change comes from outside. We think the change comes from outside.
We do.
It doesn't.
We
at
do.
All. At all. Never. It won't ever. It is superficial. It's like putting a really great icing, a beautiful, beautiful white icing, then putting roses on a cake, and then making all these wonderful things, and you go to cut the cake, and it's dirt. It's outside in. It was beautiful, though, but you didn't take care of the inside. You didn't build it from the inside out. See, I tell people often say, God, you touch and inspire me. How do you do it? It's not a doing. It's a being. See, I'm honest with myself. You're honest with yourself in the dark of the night when no one's looking. And I tell people, when you're ready to do the work inside out, the rest of the world, Dr. Pat, will have to transform to meet you where you are. If you want to elevate your environment, you want to elevate your life status, then you elevate your internal dialogue. You go to page 58 and you elevate your internal conversation with that you're having with yourself. You elevate your self-love. You elevate the belief you have of yourself. You go inside out. You transform the inside of you, and the outside of you will have to meet you. It will have to transform.
I'm telling you, no matter what. And we get to let go of all of the icky stuff that we think we need to be lugging around with us. Lisa Nichols is my guest. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be inviting you to step into your highest choice muscle. We're going to be inviting you to say yes to your life. We're going to be inviting you to declare that you truly deserve the greatness that is already you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. As I said, we are the Vibe of Thrive. Lisa Nichols joining us here tonight. And the book, you're ready for it? Say it with me. No matter what. What? We'll be right back with the show, folks. Hang on.
Did you know Greek yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Bellagenza Extraordinary Hair Care provides a complete line of natural professional products. Your hair is your number one accessory, so make sure you treat it right with the finest blend of natural food-grade fusion ingredients. Bellagenza provides you with a luxurious experience and high-quality ingredients in a base of aloe and plant juices. Visit Bellagenza.com and receive 10% off when you order online. Just enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's Bellagenza.com, BellaGenza.com. Are you where you want to be right now? Do worry, fear, and doubt stop you from feeling your best and living abundantly? Create your heart's desire. Live life to the fullest. How? Schedule a coaching session with Dr. Joanne White, author, motivational speaker, life, business coach, and energy intuitive. The Success Doc will motivate and inspire you to your own greatness. Call 877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life all out.
The hardest part of mental illness is that you don't understand yourself. My friends stopped calling. I went through a divorce. I felt like there was nowhere I could turn. Then I read a story in the newspaper about NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's not that they gave me the reasons to get out of bed or get on with my day. It's that they showed me how.
One in five adults lives with depression, schizophrenia, anxiety, or other mental illnesses. NAMI provides education and support. Go to NAMI.org or call 800-950-NAMI.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfcoGreen.com. That's PerfcoGreen.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I need to take a moment to thank a few people. First off, let me thank each and every one of you for tuning us in and turning us on each and every day, for the support that you've given the show and the support that you give our sponsors. Without them, you know, this would be a whole nother conversation. I want to thank you all for what you do in saying yes to changing your lives and helping others do the same. And I want to thank all of the networks that have said yes to the Dr. Pat Show and are helping us take this message out into the world so that we can reach people and help them live life full out. I'm so grateful for the guests, the people that say yes to us, that show up, people like my guest tonight, Lisa Nichols. And I want to thank her for the exquisite work that she does, never thinking, contemplating, giving up, or settling. And so we're here to bring to you right now what you can do. What does it mean to develop that yes muscle? What do you have to forgive and let go? And how does Lisa explain to all of us that we deserve our rightful place in greatness? Lisa, thank you for joining us here today in a very, very energizing and sizzling, juicy conversation.
Thank you so much.
We still have
a
bit more to do, don't we?
Yeah. Yes, we do. We do. Now, there's so much, you know, in the book and in the live seminar, what I want to do is awaken a part of you that have been, it's all there. What I love, Dr. Pat, is it's all there. There's no, I need to go get, I need to go find my purpose, I need to go find my calling, go find my gifts. It's all there. You have everything you need within you. Now, we may need to uncover it, but what I love is that all of us are just waiting to be uncovered. We're waiting to be discovered. There's so much more to you, Dr. Pat. There's so much more to me, which is the great thing about growth, which is why you read and I read and we learn and we go to things. So I ask each person listening, you know, are you willing to love yourself first? To be the example for us, are you willing to cut any shackles attached to shame, blame, guilt, regret, or anger so that you can soar? Are you willing to eliminate the negative self-talk so that the conversation going on in your head can support your highest mission? Are you willing? Are you willing to discover your gifts and to allow your gifts to shine and to no longer minimize your gifts or your light and let your light shine brightly so we can see it? Are you willing to show us who you really are? Are you willing to set your champion free? Those are the questions. That was the question on page 5 that shook you for a moment. It's, are you willing to do it? Because if you're willing to do it, then the rest is just a matter of process. It's just a matter of team. It's just a matter of joining us. If you want to join us on September 26th and 27th, please join me. I'd love to walk you through several breakthroughs so that you can set that champion free. Are you willing? I want to give you an exercise that was so precious to me that it came to me in a very dark time in my life where I was able to pick my body up after being emotionally and physically abused, but I had a really hard time picking my spirit up. And I've since learned that this exercise is equally as powerful when you're not at a low point. It's just great to get connected. I like to redefine intimacy. We think intimacy is an intimate, sensual connection between two people. And while that's one definition, I think the true form of intimacy, the agape form of intimacy, the universal form of intimacy is really redefined as in, to, me, I, see. N hyphen, the number 2 hyphen, the capital letter I hyphen, N to M-E hyphen, the capital letter I hyphen, and C. N to me, I see. When I can truly stop and be with me, that honesty muscle, then I can then evolve to the highest choice muscle. The highest choice muscle is the muscle that says, I am going to live today the way I want to be remembered. There's an assignment on my life. There's an assignment on my existence, and I will make sure I live that out. It doesn't have to be a big assignment to touch thousands. It could be an assignment to be a really great listener. It can be an assignment to be considered a safe space for people who are hurting. It can be an assignment to bring laughter and joy to people. And so when you can really be into me, I see, then you can stand inside your highest choice. And to do that, here are three sentences. I call it mirror work, so write down mirror work. It's really important. And all of my best friends on the planet who are really amazing in the world, they all do mirror work. I learned it from Jack Canfield, not this particular exercise, but he was a big advocate on mirror work, and I began to create new things that helped me. This exercise has three sentences, and you complete each sentence with 7 different endings. Each sentence is completed with 7 different endings, and you do this each day. Now, in the book, I say do it with four different endings, but really it's 7. I tried to do a little lightweight in the book in some places because the book is so intense. But the first sentence is you look at yourself in the mirror. You're looking at you, and you would say, Dr. Pat, I'm proud that you, and talking to yourself in the mirror, and you find 7 different things to be proud of, whether it's as recent as today, I'm proud that you conducted such a phenomenal interview with both Lisa Nichols and Jack Canfield, but then I want you to reach back 20 years and say, I'm proud that you stood up for yourself with little Jimmy, you know, in second grade. I'm proud that you did that. I'm proud that you didn't give up in eighth grade when you wanted to quit. Whatever it is, go all the way back. Find 7 things that you're proud of about yourself in the mirror, looking at yourself. You're not looking at your skin, your hair, your chin, your lines. You're looking into your eyes. And then the second sentence is, Dr. Pat, I forgive you for. Now, each person who's listening, you put your name in, and you say, I would say, Lisa, I forgive you for. And I forgive myself for things I did yesterday. Like, I forgive myself for having that, like, really scrumptious bread pudding that late at night last night. But then I go all the way back and say, Lisa, I forgive you for saying yes when you should have said no. Everything, Lisa, I forgive you for not hearing your son when he was saying that he was frustrated and for imposing your beliefs as a parent on him. Now, you got to get raw with this. This is that honesty muscle being developed. I forgive you for whatever it is, personal things. When I was in the mirror doing this, I said, Lisa, I forgive you for putting on an 80-pound jacket. I forgive you for not loving yourself so much that you needed a man to show you your value. Lisa, I forgive you for forgetting that God created you in his perfect image. I forgive you for forgetting that. So you forgive yourself 7 different forgiveness. And then the last one is, I commit to you that. So Dr. Pat, you look at yourself, Dr. Pat, I commit to you that. Lisa, I commit to you that today I will be your best cheerleader. I commit to you that I will walk forward understanding and recognizing my greatness. I commit to you that I will honor and celebrate people. I will love my family and my friends even when they're being unlovable. I will love them. And so what happens by completing these 3 sentences, before you ever step out into the day, and you do it right after you brush your teeth each morning, before you ever step out into the day, you celebrated yourself for 7 different things that you're proud of. You've cut the shackles from 7 different things that you've had invisible shackles connected to. Then you've made 7 different declarations to yourself and commitments before you start serving the world. When I tell you this makes you powerful, when I tell you you begin to have your tank filled up, because most of us are serving from an empty tank, a bone dry tank, you begin to fill your own tank up.
Wow, Lisa, I gotta tell you,
I don't think anybody is feeling like their tank is empty right now, thanks to a fabulous show with you. Lisa, thank you so much. I hope you will come back again and join me on the Dr. Pat Show.
I would love to do that, and here's what I'd love to have you do. If you are open, I would love to have you as my special guest on September 26th and 27th for the No Matter What weekend.
I would love to do that. Let's call it a date. Thank you so much. Lisa Nichols, everyone, we're going to make sure you have this fabulous, fabulous presentation tonight and much more from Lisa Nichols. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. Thanks, everyone at the station, for the great job they've done. And remember what Lisa has said. You know, this is about you, and you deserve it. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Make it out all right, just not right now.
Speak well of a stranger's soul, for you never know when it's your last step, final breath, throwing your gypsy dance on curtain call. Take your last bow, now that's all.